Recording. Okay, so we are back in session and we are going to move down to section number four, administrative review of previous actions. Number one, 2086, regards to Leon Ford, DVM, quarterly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented and may return license to active status. Dr. Ford, come on down. The last time you'll hear me say that, hopefully. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead on
yes.
this.
Dr. Ford, first I want to thank you for your written response that you submitted to the board. I think all of the board members took it to heart, and thank you for expressing that. It was a very thoughtful letter. Just as you have taken ownership for what occurred, please take ownership for the success you've achieved. And it's a journey, so nothing's done yet, nothing's cooked yet. But this is a huge, huge step. Congratulations.
Thank you.
With that, your attitude, your truthfulness, your cooperation were an essential part of your recovery when it relates to the board. So that was great. And with that, Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion to restore Dr. Ford's license to active status concurrent with the completion of the Yavapai County probation on 4/8/2023.
A motion to return to active status or a
second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion or anything you want to add?
No.
Are you going to miss
sayonara?
Yeah. So if you miss us too much, there's always the investigative committees.
And there you go.
The odds of being back down here are reasonable. Hearing all the things when I come in. Hopefully not.
Yes. Okay. Well, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ford. Thank you very much.
So I don't need to come down in there.
No.
Unless you want to bring us like brownies or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Good luck, bye.
Okay, and next up, number two, 2166, regards to Tressa McLennan, DVM, quarterly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented, including returning license to active status. Hello.
Hello.
All righty.
You brought brownies.
Yes.
I gave the secret away.
And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead on this one as well.
Yes. Dr. McLennan, we have received notification that you have successfully completed your obligations under PAPA.
Correct.
And per the consent agreement, after 2 years and successful completion of the PAPA program, respondent may request early release from the consent agreement if she believes all terms have been met. Are you requesting that?
Yes, ma'am.
With that, I move that we return Dr. McLennan's license to active status.
Second.
And wish her well.
I'll second that too.
Can't believe it's been 2 years.
Wow, you guys.
Probably feels like it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is shorter. Usually it would be another 1 to 3 years based on the process we normally follow. The PAPA process was different for us.
Okay.
So
we've got a motion and a second. How about all those in favor say aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
Okay. Yay.
Yes.
So you're also rid of us.
Of luck. It's a journey. Remember.
Wow. Please. Thank you. God is so good.
Yay.
Yes.
This is the best part of this job.
I know.
Right.
Good deal. Okay. Now we are going to call Dr. Roy on the phone.
Couple minutes.
I'm going to turn on your microphones.
Can we all
turn on
our mics?
Yeah, they have.
Does everybody have to? Or
whoever's going to be doing the speaking.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose I am.
Okay.
How do we know when they're on?
Underneath, and it'll.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
It'll turn green?
It's not turning anything.
Okay.
You know what, second?
There's a power button.
And it takes a second.
I'll see if it happens.
Okay, thank you.
That's what we don't like this one.
Thank you very much.
I just went across it.
Yes, thank you.
It should just go on. Sometimes it takes a little, it was on for a second.
Super.
It was fine.
It's hard, I was pressing the wrong thing.
There you go.
But it is that door right there?
Yep.
Okay, I don't have to open it?
Nope.
Veterinary Specialty Center, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Tracy from the Veterinary Board. Is Dr. Celeste Roy available?
Yeah, she is. Let me send you a brief hold and I will get you connected.
Training. After they receive their degree in veterinary medicine, board-certified veterinary specialists participate in a strictly supervised program under a nationally recognized organization throughout their specialty education. During their one-year internship and three-year residency, they must...
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Roy. It's Tracy at the Veterinary Board.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Excellent.
Awesome. The board's ready to review your agenda items. I'll turn you over to our chair.
Perfect.
Great. Hi, Dr. Roy. So we are on item number 3-1971 in regards to Celeste Roy, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement. Thank you for joining us by phone, and Ms. Solomon is the lead on this, so I will pass you over.
Thank you. How was your trip to Santa Rosa?
Well, thank you for asking. It was wonderful. I look forward to seeing my parents anytime I can. It was a little cooler than here, but it was still wonderful.
Yes. Is the mustard blooming in the vineyard yet, or is that next month?
That's next month.
Thank you. Before us today, we have a couple of things to address. One is there was a positive for benzodiazepines on a lab test.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So I went to my board-approved doctor, Dr. Ridenour, and she prescribed diazepam for just the flight. It's a 17-hour flight, and she had prescribed diazepam only for the flights. So I took it on the way there and on the way back. So I took it the day before I took my drug test, so I knew it was going to be positive. I wrote a letter to you guys on, I think it was the 16th, just saying that, you know, yes, she prescribed this. I do have my my pharmacy profile that I sent saying that she did indeed prescribe that, and that it would be in my system. And then I got my lab report, and of course, I was very uneducated as to the metabolism of benzodiazepines, but boy, did I learn a lot. And I learned that it does metabolize instantly to tenazepam and oxazepam, and that the exact profile that I had in my system was exactly what I was supposed to have. There was nothing extra in my system that was appropriate for what I had taken.
Just as a layperson, Dr. Roy, I find it interesting that in the lab results, often they'll tell us if something is a metabolite of something else. In this case, they don't.
I know, I thought that was very interesting too. And when I looked on the, if Victoria gave you, there was a article that was extremely well written.
Yes.
About the and they go through it, and they actually have a sample lab report that they sent, and they put a little square around fantastic. And they show that exactly what I had in my system was the metabolite of diazepam. I thought you would have diazepam in your system, but it metabolizes so fast that you only have this tenazepam / oxazepam in your system.
Thank you. Have you taken another test since?
I have not, and I thought, gosh, did they forget about me? I'm very cognizant of making sure that.
Yes,
you are. Oh, actually, you know what? I just lied to you. I'm sorry. I did instantly. I was called back 6 days later, and it was still positive for benzodiazepines. But I haven't had another one at priority one. I did contact them this week and just say, hello, don't forget about me. And they said, we haven't. You're random, and you know, you will be coming up. We haven't forgotten about you. So I did email them though to make sure they hadn't forgotten about me. And I don't mind if you'd like me to go today, I don't mind doing that either.
No. I think Victoria approved. You're doing it on a random basis. So that your history of compliance has been excellent. And we know this was a prescribed medication. So thank you. I have no further questions of Dr. Roy. Does anyone else?
No. I don't believe so.
Well, thank you, Dr. Roy, for...
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
We appreciate yours, too. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so now we can turn this off.
Turn our microphone on.
Okay, so go ahead and here. Okay, so we are still on section 4 and number 4, combined cases 22136 and 2303. In regards to Maya Bella Pianta, DBM, monthly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with consent agreement and other information presented. Okay, thank you both for being here. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead on this one as well.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, we'd like to hear from you, Dr. Bella Pianta, on how you're doing. Have you been busy?
So I'll actually be doing, my name is Lisa Bivens, I'm counsel, I'm sitting in for Flynn Carey today.
Okay.
We had planned on me giving an update, is that okay, or would you rather hear from the doctor herself?
Feel free, and then I'll ask further
That
questions.
Sounds great, thank you. So just by way of update, she satisfied the neurological evaluation requirement. We are making sure that he's received the records from the board so that he can provide an update as required by the consent agreement. She made an appointment and has submitted a deposit for the psych eval with Dr. Cindy Rollins. However, we did see that Dr. Keene's recent addendum removed that recommendation, and so we were hoping to address that today, whether or not that is still something that needs to be done or not. We would like to talk about some of the additional recommendations that Dr. Keene included in his addendum, and see if there are some other less cost prohibitive ways to achieve the same goal, because the doctor is in a bit of a financial pinch and she had to take out some loans to meet these requirements. And so that is something that we're hoping to be able to address today.
How's business?
It's okay. I've actually been very sick.
Pardon?
I've actually been really sick. So I've,
you've been really sick.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
Still sick, so that's why I have a mask on and trying to, you know, hopefully that's...
So have you had, were you busy last month?
Yeah, I was able to do some more.
Okay, and have you had any appointments this month?
No.
No, okay. Okay. You are aware of Dr. Keene's updated evaluation? I think we may need to go into closed session, Madam Chair, to discuss medical issues with the board's approval and counsel's.
Yeah, I
Yeah, if you want to, you know, talk about confidential medical healthcare information,
yes.
You would need to do so in executive session unless she waives that.
I think we prefer
executive
session. Thank you.
Okay. So the motion to go into executive session. Second. Second. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.